Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 19 June 2024. Welcome to tonight's program. Tonight's going to be just you and I. I want to talk to you. I want to share with you just like we're sitting in the front room sharing thoughts, okay? I want to do that. Maybe sitting on the back deck here and we'll be sharing thoughts together. I want to do that tonight. I want your input. I want your thoughts. I want to know that you understand what I'm saying. It's important to me that what I say is making sense to you. If it isn't, then I'm wasting my time because I'm not doing something right. I want to be able to make the points I want to make with you and maybe get you thinking outside the box that we're used to thinking in. And folks, let me know that's a toughie. I want you to know that. It's tough for me. It's taken me a lot of years to get to where I am now as far as what I've learned because I had to unlearn so much. But tonight we're just going to discuss some things that I think are vitally important on one issue that's conquered America. And before I forget, though, tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in the office tomorrow all day, Lord willing, between 9 to 4 Eastern. We'd love to hear from you. And I will tell you that the orders here have slowed way down. Crystal, as far as orders go, has nothing to do tomorrow as of right now. That's how slow it is. Usually she has things keep busy at least till afternoon, but it's nothing as of yet for tomorrow. But we'll be here in the office. And I want to hear from you because I want to know that you're out there. And if you're a new caller, you know, it really is, I love every phone call we get. I really enjoy. I do. And I still miss the fact that Mick hasn't called for a couple months, and I miss him calling. He called every week, and I cannot find out what happened to him. But nonetheless, we like all the regular calls, but we also really enjoy when somebody new calls in and says, hey, I'm listening. I listen at from so-and-so, shortwave, or a station in Northwest, or the Internet, and we'd love to hear from you. That's what we're here for. This program is not about me. It's really not about you. It's about glorifying our Father in heaven and trying to edify one another, encourage one another. So being in office tomorrow, we're still offering the for donation enough pay postage, the so-called gay manifesto that I'll be discussing maybe briefly tonight, and more in a Bible study coming up on the 29th, because we have tolerated so much this country, we damned ourselves. That's just a fact. The number to call tomorrow is 800-777-4403 or 304-441. Okay. All right, folks. Todd told me it's breaking up. I had to disconnect and reconnect the microphone. Hope it works out. But our number to call it says 304 646-4448. We do want to hear from you. I truly, truly mean that. We're here because you're there. We're here to glorify our Father in heaven and maybe increase our understanding of His Word and His will in our lives. You know, the Scriptures are not written about us. They're written to us for our edification, for our growth in Christ. But all that amounts to, in the long run, is that we live our life to glorify our Father. It's all for the glory of God Almighty. Not the glory of man, but the glory of God. But they're written for our edification and learning, that we may grow in Him and be mature in Him and become the men and women that He needs and He wants on this earth to make a difference in this earth and on this earth for His glory and to further His kingdom. Now, I'm going to discuss something tonight it's so absurd that I have to even talk about it. But because no one's talked about it and shared the truth about this issue of homosexuality, they've now conquered our nation. And folks, I was mentioning this last night and other nights, their flag of conquest flies over state capitals, school buildings, the White House, and even church houses. A few years ago, I went up to Gettysburg, PA. I wanted to go to the battlefield in Gettysburg. The historical monuments and the information was really interesting. I enjoyed that very much. But the lies told about the history of the war between the states during the tours was very insulting to anyone who has any knowledge at all about what happened. But really beyond that, to drive into the town of Gettysburg and see the homosexual flag flying and conquering this nation and taking away the minds and souls of our young people infuriated me. And they flew everywhere. They flew in people's private homes. This is what happened to America because the church did nothing. Now, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to try to stay calm, not getting a lot of preaching. I don't want to just talk to you. I want to reason with you. And I want your input. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Edmund Burke said this: all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And folks, that's basically what we've done in this country for many years. And the ones who were told to occupy till we come have compromised, tolerated, to the point that they've destroyed this country, the morals of our young people, and we have been conquered not by an outside force, as most empires aren't. And most empires collapse from the inside out. Then they're conquered by outside forces. America's been conquered by the army of Sodom. America had been conquered because America did nothing to stop it. And I'm talking more to the church here. You know, in Isaiah 55, I'm going to read a couple verses here in Scripture. I'm not going to have time to read it much tonight because I don't want to have time to get through what I want to talk about. But, now listen. Please listen. Because we went against Proverbs chapter 3, we've leaned into our own understanding. We've leaned into our own thoughts and our emotions, and we must stop now reasoning with our minds on the carnal level and being run by emotions. We must stop that now. We're to renew our minds in Christ. We're to be more like Him in everything, right down to the how our mind thinks and how we reason things through. But we haven't done that. We must stop. I said we, not you. We must stop this reasoning with our own thoughts, our own values. We must stop doing that. In Isaiah 55, we're told this in verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts? Shouldn't we take that one, those two little verses very seriously to understand that we are not to lean to our own understanding, that we are to reason from the foundation of the Word of God? I know people don't like to hear this. They don't like to be put under the pressure of thinking differently than their friends and family do. They don't like the idea that perhaps we have Sorry, I got quit pausing, folks, but I keep breaking up, I've been told. So we're going to try to fix that in the near future, but we're doing the best we can with what we have right now. The microphone is high quality and supposed to be really good, but we're having troubles with it. But nonetheless, the title will keep me informed when I'm breaking up. But we've got to stop this idea that we are able to reason against what's going on and come up with the right answers. We must always turn to the Word of God to find the answers for all situations in life. And we have not done that personally or as a nation for many, many years. And the people that were placed on earth to see that that God's almighty will be done on earth was His people, His church. We failed miserably. As I said many times, it's impossible. Now please listen to this. It's impossible for a righteous individual, let me repeat that, it's impossible for a righteous individual to peaceably coexist with evil. Listen to another radio show earlier today who said, well, we may have homosexuals as our neighbors, but their lifestyle is wrong. That is absolutely one of the most absurd statements I've heard in many years. Would we want murderers as our neighbors? Rapists? Thieves? Would we want those as our neighbors? No, but preacher, they're not. Yes, they are. In the eyes of God, their sin is an abomination, just like murder or rape. It says it's worse in the sense that it's stealing can be natural because a man's hungry. But sexual perversion is not natural. And we tolerate it because why? Because we don't want to offend anybody. When we got a witness to them. Folks, what better witness could there be? Well, how about a witness against a murderer? Why do you witness to a murderer when you know he's guilty? I'd say, all right, just go ahead about your life and just straighten yourself up and repent, or you're going to go to hell. Or do you lock them up to keep them from doing it again? Answer that question with the Word of God and balancing your thoughts based on the Word of God. I was shocked when these people said this because I'm convinced that they're Christian people. But just like the masses that go to church every day, they've been so dumbed down and so kowtowed by what they've been hearing from behind the pulpits and being taught in the Sunday schools or Sabbath schools, whatever, that there's a brainwash. They don't understand it. We have done this. Well, we've let them live among us. We let them live among us. All we can, we have to. No, we don't. I mean, please listen. We've let them live among us, propagate their lifestyle, and where has that gotten us today? Where has that gotten us? Has it seen the masses of them repent, come back to Christ, or come to Christ? Has it seen the masses of them say they're sorry and they're not going to do anymore and try to straighten their lives up? Or has it allowed to multiply like a cancer throughout our land? Oh, I know, this is... Now, you don't hear this being talked about in your church. I realize that. At least not this level. You don't hear this line of reasoning being brought out because it's not Christian. Now, that's what people think, right? I know it is because I've talked to them, folks. Listen, this is not my first rodeo. I've been on the radio for 31 years. I'm 75 years old. I'm no longer a rookie in this world, so to speak. So understand that this tolerance idea, this idea of not judging, just doesn't cut it. I had a friend of mine I haven't talked to for a long time who was an all-show talk show host for many years. Say, well, preacher, what if your house is on fire and a busload, he called them gays, come along, help put the fire out. Would you turn that help down? And I had to answer him the truth on this, although I had to think about it a minute. No one wants their home to burn, do they? No one wants their home to burn. But now, please, if there had been a truckload of murderers and rapists, a busload of murderers come in, they're going to help me put the fire out. Should I tolerate the fact that those are murderers and rapists to be turned back loose in the public just because I saved my house? It's the same concept, folks. Should I tolerate the fact that these are sexual perverts after my children and grandchildren and yours also that are destroying the fabric of our society as far as morality goes and a very despicable sexual way? Should I want to save my home bad enough to tolerate them to be with me but let my children and grandchildren's futures go to hell? Is that what a Christian should do? Is that how we think today? Obviously it is. They put a so-called pride insignia on the crosswalks in Huntington, West Virginia. A young dude about 21 years old went in and spun his tires over it. They caught him. Well, as a matter of fact, I think he turned himself in. He said he wasn't sorry for doing that. God bless him. I'm sure he'll face some criminal time. But the mayor of Huntington, what a wuss. I mean, he's a wuss. Said, I'm not going to mention his name. I'm not going to give him credit for what he done. I mean, this is America today. We have someone with the courage enough to at least to tear down this symbol of conquest. And he's called a hater and a criminal. While these people influence your children, your grandchildren, through every way possible, to destroy their minds and souls with this decadent lifestyle, and yet we as Christians, well, we gotta tolerate this. We can't speak up, because if we do, we'll all be able to hurt somebody's feelings. And besides, who are we to judge? Folks, I don't judge. I preach the Bible. Yes, and I can judge righteously. Bible said, Christ said, judge righteously. If I see somebody raping my granddaughter, I judge righteously. In just a split second, I'll judge righteously. When I see one trying to lure my grandson into a lifestyle of sexual perversion, I'll judge righteously. It won't take me long. I'm not ashamed to say that. You know, we're told in Scripture in Deuteronomy about four different places that when a murderer or a rapist or other people, a witchcraft or whatever, if they're found guilty of the crime, that the people are to stone to death and had no pity on them. Oh, preacher, that's hard. That is God's word. You consider what you want to. Now, I will make this other point. You see, the God of the Old Testament, Jehovah God, some call him Yahweh God, but the God of the Old Testament, he was a mean God. He was severe. I mean, he didn't allow sin to propagate among the people. He told the people to get the sin off among them, to not let it spread. Kind of like we're told in Scriptures today, to get the leaven out of our churches. But we haven't done that. Nonetheless, he was a mean God. Oh, he was mean. He said, don't let murderers run among the people. Don't let adulterers and fornicators run among the people. Don't let witches live among the people. Oh, yes, they're witches. Still are witches. But you see, he was a mean God. So that's why Christ had to come, you see. That's why Christ had to come into the world so he could be God and not be such a mean God. He came into the world to soften the laws of God, right? To make them easier to live by. To make our lives much simpler. He came in to not judge so harshly and not be so strict on sin. He come in to give us grace so we can live like hell and go to heaven. That's basically what the church teaches today. That is so far from the Word of God, Matthew 5:17. He said, I didn't come to do it, the law, I come to fulfill it. You see, this is the difference. I don't understand. I do understand, I guess, because I've lived it. I've seen it. How the church has become so soft, understanding, compromising, and willing to tolerate outright evil. I've seen this. You've seen it also. You see, this is what we've tolerated in this nation through the teachings of so-called churches, that we now can peaceably coexist with evil, while evil consumes our children, our grandchildren, our society. We peaceably coexist because we don't want to get in trouble with the law. We ignore God's law, but we fear man's law. Hey, I'm guilty. You are so. You too. Don't you think you're not? You are. We all are. Or we wouldn't be in this mess. Now, I wish I had more time to go into a lot more that I'll be sharing in Bible study, Lord willing, in a couple weeks on this issue. But people said, people asked, well, what do you call sin? What is sin? You call it sin. Well, the Bible tells us in John, 1 John chapter 3, that sin is transgression of the law. So when law has been transgressed, whether it be by what we call outright sinners or those in the church who tolerate evil, which is also a transgression of the law, they're both sinning, aren't they? Folks, this is not rocket science. This is reasoning from the Word of God and laying aside what I want to think. It'd be much easier on myself if I just get along like everybody else has. But folks, I want to tell you right now that I get angry when I see the flag of the one who conquered this country flying among in people's homes and over businesses and over public domain. That makes me angry. Now, I'm angry with what they're doing. I have no problem with that. And I will go by Bible. Leviticus chapter 20 tells me what to do with them. But nobody believes that any longer, so just let them do what they will do, right? I have no problem with the law of God. But people in this nation do. The church does. So therefore, evil grows and leaven spreads, like the scripture says, leaven spreads to leaven the whole lump and destroys the whole lump. Leaven being a type of sin. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch. You know, there's a verse in New Testament. I don't remember where it's at. And it says that Jesus is the God of Sabaoth. It's not the God of the Sabbath. It means the God of war, if you look up that verse. Okay. And Jesus is a God of war. I mean, he went to the cross. He didn't go to the cross to be an effeminate. He went to the cross to declare war.
Yes, he did.
And he meant it.
Yes, he did.
In fact, in Psalms chapter 11, I think it's verse 5, it says, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him who loveth violence, his soul hateth.
Yes.
So, right. You know, if God says he hateth evil and those who practice it, then, you know, and I hear people say, well, God loves the sinner. And which one goes to hell, the sin or the sinner?
That's true.
I know the church is preaching another gospel these days. I mean, I grew up in the old Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, which is very conservative, very law-caring, very law-giving. They stood firm on the foundations. Today, that very same church is just the opposite. And I've seen all the denominations just completely flip over. I mean, today, and not today, but a few days ago, I was talking to a gentleman at Kroger's about Walmart, why I didn't go shopping there, because I didn't want to support the sodomy. And he said I was discriminating.
Yes, you are. Hey, good for you. I am. I have no problem with that. I'm a discriminator. Sure I am.
I have no problem discriminating. Jesus is a very prejudiced man, too.
Well, I believe if you understand right, unless you're born again, you're not, unless you're simply forgiven and you walk righteous before God, you're not going to heaven. That's discrimination, is it not?
Yeah, you got it. Sure it is. I mean, Jesus discriminated. He's not going to allow anybody into his kingdom that is not of him.
That's very true.
So he's discriminating. I mean, the immigration policy to get into heaven is so strict that it's almost impossible to get into heaven. But to get into hell, the immigration policy is so lax that you can just walk through the area of the borders and you're right there in hell.
Well, broad is the gate that leads to that, right? Broad's the gate. Broad's the way.
Yeah, you got it. So, you know, evil is evil. We can't stop it. What we tolerated yesterday, we're embracing it today.
That's very true.
And the problem with the church is what I call the do-nothing church. If I, it's a do-nothing. If I do not see anything, if I do not hear anything, so I don't have to speak anything, I don't have to do anything. The do-nothing church, and it's by choice.
Yep. I agree. I totally agree. So we've been conquered by the kingdom of Sodom and did basically nothing to stop it.
Definitely. Everywhere we go now, it's sodomy in our face.
Yep.
It's everywhere.
I agree.
Even in the conservative states that are going up against it, the ACLU is suing them. So, I mean, this is God's judgment. Folks, this is God's judgment. He's allowing it to happen because we allowed it to happen. He's allowing it to happen because the church has failed. In order for Satan to get permission to do anything, because he has to have permission to do anything, is because the church has allowed it. The church has granted him permission. And, I mean, I do deliverances. In fact, I did one last week. I like to talk a little bit about that one. It was great. But, you know, people accuse me of Satan worshiping. It's the church that accused me of Satan worshiping because I cast demons out of people. Now,
well, they accused Christ, same thing, didn't they? They accused Christ of casting out devils in Beelzebub. Go ahead.
Yeah, and in Luke chapter 16, verse 17, it says, by these signs, they will cast out devils in my name. He was not talking to the apostles. He was talking to you and me. I mean, he's talking to the present-day church.
We've lost a lot because of compromise and apathy and fear.
Oh, definitely. You know, the church could have destroyed abortion in one day if all the denominations joined arm in arm, threw out their little petty titles and little petty doctrines, and band together, we could have taken down abortion one day. We could have done the same thing with same-sex marriage and interfaith sodomy. If the church is one day, get together and cast off all the evil.
I agree. Thanks for calling, Joe. Got to jump, but thanks for the call. Folks, break at the break. The rest of your phone calls, we'll get to Sherry and all of you. 844-769-2944. I know you don't hear this kind of talking by most preachers in the country today. I realize that. But folks, by the grace of God, I'm not most preachers. I don't want to be. I want to be what God wants me to be. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. And again, the phone line's open at 844-769-2944. And don't forget, tomorrow's office day. Lord willing, will be in office tomorrow. Talk to you. Love to talk to you. I mean, I really mean that. We want to talk to you. I don't want you to think that we're not here and not reachable, because we are. I want you to understand that we're here because we care. You know, I will make this statement, then we'll go to another phone call. You know, there's in Galatians chapter 5, it says that we're to purge out the leaven in our bodies and the body in the in church. And that means it presents a picture of being bred of corruption. That's what that word leaven means. Coming from previous evil and spreading through the mass of that in which it is mixed. And therefore, symbolizing the pervasive character of evil, it is used metaphorically of corrupt doctrine mixed with the truth. Now, let me finish that. Let me repeat that. It is corrupt doctrine mixed with the truth. God is love. We got to love everybody. Got to tolerate everybody. That's mixed doctrine of truth. Evil mixed with good. It doesn't work that way. Let's go to Sherry in Arkansas. Sherry, come on in. Welcome. I don't hear Sherry. Is she there? Are you there, Sherry?
I'm here.
Okay, there you are. Come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Brother Butch. I just want to say can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. What's in the pulpits are dumb dogs who will not bark. They're too busy tickling the ears of the people who are going to fill their plates. And some people are just satisfied with hearing what they want to hear, and they are not hearkening to his knock at their heart, at their conscience.
That's true.
And one thing about that question that man asked you about your house on fire, most people who are transgressors do not take the time to selflessly help others. But if in that opportunity they are taking the time to turn away from their transgressions and walk towards the Almighty, then I say hallelujah.
If that were true, if their heart was changed, perhaps that'd be a blessing. But in a case like that, you
Correct.
Have to realize a bus full of them are not going to repent. They just come put out a fire. They're going to lead back into the lifestyle.
Probably not going to be there to put out the fire.
They're probably not. That's very true. But, you know, but this is. But I guess that what he's trying to make a point, and the point I was trying to make is, do we tolerate the evil to save our own houses? Now let that sink in a minute. Have we not tolerated much evil to save our own houses, our own paychecks, and our lifestyle? Mm-hmm. Have we not tolerated evil, Sherry, many times? I'm raising my own hand here, because we don't want to upset anybody and take a chance of losing our jobs or whatever. Have we not done that?
Yes, we have.
So that's why our grandchildren are being taught by sodomites and perverts and all manner of things else. Now, there are many other sins besides that. But this is the sin that we're conquered by. Sodom conquered America. You don't see the Russian flag and Chinese flag flying over state houses or in the White House. You see the flag of Sodom, which was, by the way, a real city, a real domain at one time, a power of Satan on this earth. We're seeing the same spirit now conquering America. And what happened to the spirit of Christ in the churches? Where did they go? That's a serious question, isn't it?
Yes. And they're after the children, always have
sure
been.
They are.
And people don't realize that they're serving their own children up.
No, they don't. They go along. It's so hard to have to be in years of compromising to the point that you really thought everything you're doing was okay. When you find that you were wrong, it's hard to change your mind. That's what repentance is. Repent means turn around. It's hard to do.
Or your children are grown and they're having their own children by then.
Yeah, yes. So. But that doesn't lessen the fact that then your grandchildren are in your power to maybe help. This is, again, we saved our house. Yep, my house is saved. Physical house was saved. But what did I do to the spiritual house of my children and grandchildren? Makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. All right, Brother Butch, thank you.
Well, thanks for being there, sweetheart. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, let's go next to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Brother Butch. And I know people don't turn into this show so they can hear my voice, so I'll keep this kind of short.
Really?
You know, yeah. So anyways, what I want to say is, you know, in the Exodus, you know, Moses came down, you know, with two stones, you know, and we call those the Ten Commandments. Okay, now they were called commandments. So when he came down, what did he see? You know what he's seen?
Yeah,
America today. That's what he's seen. When he came down, he's seen America today, because we are mimicking what was going on right there in the Book of Exodus. They were in the sex of perversion and lust. God just brought them out of bondage, and they put themselves right back in. They put themselves right back in. Now, if anybody wants to disagree with me with that, you can disagree with me. I'm going to tell you. However, in the Book of Revelation, let's be very, very clear here, and I'll read it right out of the book. So, you know, okay, in Revelation 22:14, blessed are they that do his commandments. His commandments. That they may have a right to the tree of life, that they may enter in through the gates unto the city. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whomsoever who love and make a lie. Now that's what we have seen when you do away with the commandments, when you will not obey. You know, we are born again. We are born from above. I mean, my God in heaven. And I've been to all of these churches, and you know that from the past. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many, 20, 21, 22, 23. And I'm going to tell you, I was really never welcome there, and except for a couple, I think about five, you know, I did try to help me a little bit. But, you know, do what I do on the streets, and everybody that calls in knows what I do out there, so I won't get into that. But anyways, people that think, well, the commandments don't apply today. Well, you know why the commandments don't apply today? Because you took them out of the school 40 years ago. That's why they don't apply today. And that's how we got where we are. And now I will close and get off and let somebody that has a lot more sense than me get on.
And by the way, Gary, Louisiana just put the Ten Commandments back in their schools and public buildings again. We'll see what happens there. They just did it today.
Oh, well, bless God. Oh, I want to tell you, too, Adonna is getting much, much better.
Hey, man. All the way around, right?
Yeah.
Tell her to keep drinking the tea. Tell her to keep drinking a quart of tea a day.
Yeah, she is drinking the tea, and she's getting better. She's not quite all the way there yet. And like I said, when we was talking before, she wants to go out with me, and I'm not going to tell her to shut up and get in a corner no more. She didn't appreciate that. So I won't do that anymore. I'll just politely say, not yet, sweetheart. So, anyways, blessings to you all.
You too, my friend. God bless. God bless. That gentleman's been a faithful listener for so many years. I'm going to guess 20, 25 years, I would think. I'm guessing. All right, let's go to Sister Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening,
everybody. I have in my little hand an envelope with a check in it. Now, I want to use part of this for a giveaway. And we can give away 5 Bibles, or we can give away 5 of the new what you're going to preach on the 29th, or whatever you want to do, Pastor. And the rest of it will be for you. So I'm
bless your heart.
So
you mean to give away 5 Bibles, you say?
Yeah, or what you know, or they're one of your teachings. You know,
okay.
If people call you and they want to teach you to have a Bible, fine. There'll be enough in there for that.
All right. Thank you.
Bibles are God's Word. And I wanted to remind people, if you read Revelation, after the destruction of Babylon, which is America, then the Antichrist comes. Then there's peace, fake peace. And then Jesus returns. So we go first. Remember
Amen.
That. So if you're on the edge, you're teetering, you're going, well, I really believe in God and I want to follow all the rules, but I have to get along in this world. Well, we don't have long for this world. Not anymore.
No, we don't.
Not anymore. So don't give your heart, don't try to give your heart to God in fear, because he'll just sweep that away. Truly mean it, because you know it's real. It's absolutely, positively real.
You
and follow his teachings, and that's all we can do.
That's all we can
do.
You know,
we can raise our voices and yell and scream, and they'll just poof us away.
I'll just
but give our heart to God, because we're in a spiritual war. All like you are always saying, this is a spiritual war. God needs our strength. We need his strength. We need to support him. But don't be afraid.
Well, you know, they say we love with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's everything. That's all, every fiber of our being.
Yeah.
We would obey him.
That's right.
I was just
that's
speaking
right.
to my
all right, Pastor. We love you. And I will get this in
all
the
right,
mail in the morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Remind me what
those you're welcome.
I remember that. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jan. Folks, I just
later.
Speaking that. Okay, love you. My middle son and his son and his son's wife met with Marsha and I for lunch a couple days ago for Father's Day. My grandson and his wife, Dalen, are expecting my third great-grandson. He's on the way. Be here in November. I was talking to him at the table that morning. We had a great conversation. Now, I want you to think about this. I want you to seriously think about this. I know most everybody out there has walked through the cemetery and looked at the stones. I do. the dates, and some of them, like, gee, I found some back in the 1700s or whatever, and it's interesting to see that and look at this people, and they lived back in 1780s, 1760s, or 1800s. And no matter whose stone I look at, though, and I did a sermon on this when I did Joan Vian's funeral many years ago, entitled The Dash. It's not a new idea. It's an old idea, The Dash. One thing all stones have in common is a birth date, a dash, and a date of death. That little dash in between represents the time you spend on earth. That little dash. The Bible calls it a vapor. Life is a vapor, so short. But it's a dash. A little dash. And I don't care whether it be 50, 5, or 100. Believe me, life is a dash. 75 years of mine went by really quickly. A dash. Things have changed around me. Life's gone by so fast. But the point I want to make is, no matter who those people were, presidents, paupers, rich, poor, famous, nobodies, will say, makes no difference. It's a dash. How you live that dash will determine your destiny for eternity. Now, I'm not saying that you work for heaven. I didn't say that. But you must be born again. You must be born again. You must be born again through the blood and by the Spirit of Christ. You must be. If you're not, then your dash will end up in oblivion for eternity. But that dash, and whether you live sumptuously, like the rich man did with Lazarus, or you lived as a pauper, as Lazarus did. If you lived holy, as Lazarus did, you'll be in eternity with Christ. Or live like the rich man who compromised, stole, and cheated to get where he was. His dice was going also. Whole different outcome at the end. My question tonight is, how you live that little dice? Are you compromising to go along, get along, so you won't lose your job, you won't offend anybody, your family will love you, you'll compromise to the point that you keep your friends, but lose your soul? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? You see, salvation is a choice you make. Now, I know people want to try to teach predestination and all the other things. They're nonsense with the ideas of you have no choice in the matter. You're going to either born, or you're going to heaven or hell. You have no choice in the matter. The Calvinists taught that, and that's a damnable heresy. Each man is given a choice. Each individual is given a choice. How are you going to live your dash? You're going to live it so you can live comfortably on this earth, and I'm not just talking about physically as far as comforts or wealth, but comfortably in that, you know, you just don't want any strife in your life. You're going to go along to get along with people, so you're going to compromise what you know is right. You're going to compromise because you don't want the confrontation. Your dice is going by very quickly. What are you doing with it? I covered briefly tonight what we've seen happen to America. I won't get in more detail. I may not get all done in one lesson even, because it's going to be more detailed than I imagined. But because we have compromised to get along, we've wasted a lot of our dash. Maybe you didn't even know it at one time. For years, I didn't understand this. I just didn't understand. I mean, I always thought that, you know, since Christ forgave the woman caught in adultery, that we're to do the same thing. Don't worry about it. Although upon further study of the scriptures on that and understanding more about it, Christ had to forgive her because she was brought to him unrighteously by unrighteous men, and with lies that she was caught in adultery. No one ever stops to ask, "Oh, where was the man that also committed adultery with her? Where was he? Where was he?" So you see, these are things we think. Well, Christ said, "Well, let her go. She's not worthy of death. She was not brought to him righteously with the right type of judgment and details." They were trying to trick him. Christ did not come to do away with his Father's laws or the judgment of his laws. He came to fulfill those laws because we couldn't. And to give us a chance of grace. But not to allow evil to spread among the world, among the nations, without being stopped. Well, the church has become so effeminate, so womanish, so soft. And by the way, we're told in 1 Corinthians 6:9, that those kind of people are going to hell. Oh yeah, that's what it says. That's what it says. Read it for yourself. But you see, this is what we've allowed to happen. God gave us divisions of powers, so to speak, and authorities and realms in this world. Individual realm to God, individuals and their duty to God. Families and their realm of authority in the home. Churches and realm authority in church. Civil authority and the realm authority in civil authority. You see, the church has become so soft and tolerant that we no longer demand the civil authority do their job and punish evildoers. Romans 13 says they're here to punish evildoers. We don't have to obey governments that are breaking laws of God. We can't. Because if we obey the government that's breaking the laws of God, and we break the laws of God to get along with the government, we commit idolatry. We are sinners. So understand this. The church has become so soft that we no longer demand justice in the civil realm. So we become a nation of what we're looking for. People that are so full of fear and so full of our own reasoning that we think we can actually reason away evil. That we can soften our stance against evil. We become so perverted in our minds and thoughts that we really think that if we allow them to go on with their lives, they're going to change and become better individuals because of that. We believe that, don't we? Well, yeah, we do. We live it. Well, I won't say anything about it because they're just people, and who am I to judge? And so what if they were cock stealing or what? So what if they raped a little girl? Oh my! Let's give them 5 years and turn them loose and let them do it again. See that's why the church becomes ineffective. We started following our own thoughts, our own rules, our own laws, and we destroyed our nation and our children's future, conquered by the kingdom of Sodom. That's true. That's very true. Because we've sat back and basically did nothing. And we've done the last 4 or 5 minutes, and the phone lines are very quiet. 844-769-2944. A lot of folks listen to this program on the weekend through ACN Network in Northwest, and I really appreciate Tom Reed. I really does. I do what he does. Appreciate him. So that they don't get a chance to call in. But if you listen live tonight, we'd love to hear from you. We air live 8 to 9 Eastern Time, Monday through Tuesday and Wednesday. If you're listening on this time, we'd love to hear from you and see what your thoughts are. 844-769-2944. I've published, written two letters, one to Walmart and one to Tractor Supply, to the CEOs of these companies who have had their businesses laced with filth, put in front of our children, and that destroys the innocence of the youth. And once you take a child's innocence away, you've stolen their childhood. Without innocence, there's no childhood. But nonetheless, they're on newswithviews.com. I made them public. Everyone who receives our newsletter, our magazine once a month, receives those updates when I send them out. But we have allowed this because we kept our mouth shut. I wrote two strong letters to the CEOs of these businesses. Probably won't make a big difference. You know why? Because I'm probably the only one that writes a letter. I asked other people to join me in doing this. But getting people out of their comfort zone to stand in the battle is almost impossible. After all, what can I do? Who am I? What difference can I make? Little old me. Well, you know, that's not to be our question. Duty is ours. Consequences are God's. That's not to be our reasoning point. Duty is ours. What can I do? I can obey my Father in heaven. Well, what difference will it make? I don't know. That's in his hands, not mine. I'm just told to stand and obey. When a soldier's put out in the battlefront, whether he thinks he can win the war or not is not his concern. He's going to follow orders. this is where we are today. We have a people today that's been inbred so much inside these whore churches that they have no idea what the duty is and they don't really care. We're living in a time of great deceit when the leaven of corrupt doctrine is mixed with the truth to the point that no one can discern what's right and wrong any longer. This is America today. What I've said tonight, I'm sure, will probably lose me some listeners. I do care, but not enough that I'm going to compromise the Word of God. We've allowed the kingdom of Sodom to take down America. Russia couldn't do it. China couldn't do it. But the Sodomites did. Well, we sat back and did nothing. As for my opinion, I'd rather live under Russian rule than I would under perverted sexual deviance that's killing my children spiritually, mentally, and physically with their deviance. You see, this is what we are today. Because of our sin, believe me, Russia and China's flag will fly over America. A lot of people want to hear that, and I really don't care about if you like it or not. It's going to happen. I don't know the date, my setting dates, but I think it's imminent. Our sins have found this out. And God is going to judge this nation. You see, God cannot judge nations on the day of judgment in eternity. He judged them while they exist on earth. Many nations have come on this land and on this world and disappeared because of sin. America is just no better than the rest of them. America, by the way, has become more corrupt and evil than most of them ever have been. And the church is put in America to make sure that America stayed the course and stayed right before God. But now the church is playing the games also. I'm going along, get along. This is what we're facing today. This is what's here. As for me, if it was just me and you out there that are 50 years older, I would try my best to help you to grow and influence you. But I wouldn't be so concerned. Hopefully you're old enough to understand. But your children, your grandchildren, have brains that are just like a piece of clay that will be molded into the fact that they're going to believe lies and be damned. The battles for the minds of people, once the children's minds are warped, they control their souls and reasoning ability. It's hard to turn around. So what are you going to do about it? You going to step back and do nothing as usual? You're going to stand up and say, I'm not going back to Walmart. I don't care if I pay more or something. I'm not going to Walmart. I'm not going to Tractor Supply again. I love Tractor Supply Store. My wife and I both did. But I'll never go there again. If I have to drive another 20 miles to get something, I will. What's wrong with us today, people? Why are we so damned cowardly today and selfish? See you in the office tomorrow if you want to talk to me. Hope you will call and talk to us. Have a great weekend and good night. Bye-bye.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.